interested in any of that. She hadn't come to Sabaddon in search of a museum. She had come because the Dark Council ordered her to, because fate demanded it, and because of Dow's driver. Maudlin sentimentality was irrelevant to her. Still, Axe's pace increased until she was almost running from room to room, seeking something she couldn't put a name to. Master Satil followed, moving lightly and silently in her wake. The corridors wound deeper and deeper, connecting to larger spaces and more business-like structures, including air and water purifiers and power plants. The pressure steadily increased around them. In several places they saw slow leaks dripping red into growing puddles. They came at last to a large square room that looked more like a warehouse than a laboratory, although clearly it had once been the latter. Droid parts lay scattered in various states of repair alongside tools of all shapes and sizes and arcane instruments of measurement. Holo projectors displayed rotating designs, revealing several hex variants that Axe hadn't seen before. Versions with 10 legs or more, multiple bodies, specialist limbs, and agglomerated into larger machines capable of space travel or mass destruction. Some of them changed as she walked toward them, indicating that the evolutionary algorithms responsible for them were still running. Thick cables ran everywhere through a centimeters deep layer of red. Some of them led to a tubular glass tank, 5 times larger than a Bacta tank, which stood in one corner of the room. It was full of opaque red fluid, apparently identical to the stuff outside. Master Satil approached the tank, but Axe hung back. She sensed that this was what had drawn her here. But now that she was standing in front of it, she was nervous. Did she really want to know what her mother's fate had been?
"It's warm," said Master Satil. She had taken off a glove and pressed it against the glass. "Body temperature, or thereabouts."
"That red stuff," said Axe. "It's in all the hexes. It looks like lava, but it's not. It's the biological component the Hutts detected."
"Is it blood?"
"I don't know," she shuddered. "I hope not."
The Grand Master was still standing with her hand touching the glass. She watched Axe closely.
"This is what I tap into when I subdue the hexes. It's alive, but at the same time, not alive. It's incomplete, like a body without a mind."
"Could the CI be its mind?"
"It could be, but we've seen no sign of the CI so far. If it's in this section of the planet, it's keeping a very low profile."
The fluid in the tank stirred, and Master Satil pulled sharply away.
"There's something else in there," she said. "I felt it."
Axe hugged herself without realizing. She wanted to run, but couldn't move. Her feet were frozen to the floor. Her eyes couldn't look away.
Inside the tank, something white swept against the glass.
It vanished almost instantly, back into the red murk, but then returned a moment later, pressing hard. Axe gasped. It was a human hand. Another appeared beside it, with fingers splayed out wide. The red fluid stirred as the body the hands were attached to steadied itself in the fluid. Something whirred in the laboratory. A cam turned to stare at Master Satil, then tracked to take an Axe.
"I recognize you."
The voice came from all around them.
Female, breathless, surprised.